Hey y'all, boy, I can't do this no more, man. It's life, man. I'm hurting bad, man. Too bad, bro.
Start off saying, first of all, I want to thank the Most High for all He do for us, knowingly and unknowingly. Second of all, I want to thank Jesus Christ for dying on the cross, bringing us back to the Most High bosom. But I think, is it worth Yahweh Shai to die on the cross? To bring us back to the Most High bosom. I don't understand that. I don't understand how it rose like that. I don't know, I came across some content, y'all. Well, thank you, Yahweh, and thank you for Yahweh Shai for all we do, knowingly and unknowingly. I want to thank all my interstate and out-of-state people for listening. I know you ain't had to do it, but you did it anyway. I have a couple of concerns, so I'm going to label this. I'm gonna label this right here concerning, right? Small talk on concerning. I'm gonna let y'all hear a lot because, you know, I ain't gonna even get it in that. I'm just gonna let y'all hear. And today, March 31st, they say this Easter. So I don't understand. Is this supposed to be March 31st, supposed to be the Passover? Or this is just a pagan holiday? Because I know they're not preaching no about the Passover. I don't understand none of this, y'all. I was a part of, when I was growing up, the Easter egg hunt. You used to eat more eggs than they can make. Couldn't wait for it to eat all them eggs. But when I got older, the Most High got me a little wiser. Got this hard head, look, chiseled some of this stubbornness and all this craziness off my head to have me to understand what really is. And I always talk about us togetherness. You know, we always, the black man and the black woman, we always fighting against each other. And I'm trying to understand the wisdom of this. I'm trying to build a nation, man. I'm trying to drop seeds down in the heads of our people. And get them to understand. You know, we already been in a trick hat, man. We already been in a whole lot of this mess. And their wickedness is shining on us because we want to be like the people from another nation, and we inherited their ways, their ability, their mindset, how they do things, and everything else. We inherited them, just like I say, drinking soap water with vinegar. Is that gonna go down? Some of y'all drink some soap water and vinegar at the same time and see will it go down. And we just like that. Because if we look at each other as a nation, right? And we can see everything America or everything that we had to deal in America, it's always a bitter taste and a bitter go down. But we don't want to analyze that. We don't want to see that. But I want y'all to check some stuff out, bro. Sis. You know, we need to stop getting in our feelings or trying to protect wrong and right, or just trying to see the mindset of this. What's wrong with these pictures right here? This is what I want y'all to ask me. Not ask me. Ask yourself. I want you to ask yourself, what's wrong with these pictures? All right? Let's analyze.
Let me show y'all something, world. I just literally proposed. I ain't gonna record you. Because that's up. Like, I just proposed to my
after
girl.
10 years.
We've been together for 10 years. And I just proposed to her, and she just sitting here and just looking at the ring.
You
just sitting here looking at it.
In the car. You ain't put no thought into it. You ain't take me out to dinner or nothing. No type of little setup, bro.
Why do it?
But flowers, nothing. Just this
but
ring.
But Crystal.
And then after 10 years.
Crystal.
No.
You said you wanted to be married.
I
went out and bought this ring.
5 years ago. I don't want that shit. Now it take you another 5 years to roast me. No, I don't want
what you mean? So 10 years, look, 10 years to me, that tells me if I want to spend the rest of my life with you.
It don't take you 10 years.
If people chew colors,
it not take you
people
10
true
years.
Colors don't be coming. Like, I gotta
it
see your true
you
colors.
It does not take 10 years to see somebody's true colors. Come on.
Years.
It do take people 10 years. Everybody not the same. No, like, I don't get it. What you talking about? Like, no, so really, you really don't want to you don't want to marry me.
I don't want that ring. And
you know what? I'm trying to pack my shit because I just. So you finna break up with me because I got you a ring 10 years later?
What type of thought is this? We in the car.
What you mean we in the car? Like, it don't matter where you get proposed to, as long as you get proposed to.
I don't want that. Stop recording me.
I'm not gonna stop recording because you're unappreciative, and I want to show the world how unappreciative my girl is. Like, I don't understand right now. Like, you got a whole, like, you know how much I spent on this ring? You complain about where I proposed to you at? That's what you complain
about?
Yeah,
in the car. It's no type of thought into it. And then it's been 10 years. I don't want that shit now. It took you 10 years?
Okay, everybody not the same. Maybe it take me 10 years to realize if I want to spend the rest of my life with you.
I don't want it.
That's crazy. Like, I don't get you. Like, do you talk about you finna leave? Where you finna go? Yeah. Where you finna go?
Don't worry about it.
I'm finna worry about it. What you mean?
Mute.
What? So you don't want this ring? Crystal. No. Crystal, what are you doing? Crystal. You don't want this ring? You don't want this ring?
No, I don't want it.
Now, any woman would accept this ring. I'm not gonna start recording. Stop.
Yeah, let me record because okay, it's nice. The ring is nice. I love it. Okay. But you ain't put no thought into we in the car.
Crystal.
We're in the car.
It don't matter.
You think she's really mad about the 10 years or that she was expecting something that didn't happen?
We're in the car.
It don't matter.
We're in the car.
I proposed.
You couldn't even take me out to eat.
I proposed.
Rose petals,
to
you know, flowers.
I saved up.
You couldn't, you know what I'm saying? You couldn't even put no starting to, and then it's been 10 years.
You're ungrateful. Like, I don't understand how the ungratefulness.
I'm not ungrateful.
You are ungrateful.
I'm not ungrateful.
You are.
Anybody else would have complained to?
You are. Who going to complain?
Anybody.
I just literally proposed to you in the car, nice ring, and you complained it.
Yeah, like, in the car.
So what if it's in the car?
In the car.
So if it's in the car, it's in the house, a restaurant, like you're getting proposed to. Like, I don't get it.
I don't want it.
So what you finna do? So you finna leave?
Yes.
Okay, leave. Give me my phone. Go. All right, get out the car. Go. Pack your shit up. Go ahead.
You can stop
the car. I am not for this type of pussy. Come on. Get out the car. Yep, she wanna leave. She wanna leave. She wanna leave. She wanna leave. Because you're ungrateful. No, you gotta go to the house and pack like you want to pack. You said you want to pack, pack. Like, I don't care about it being 10 years. It's just, so what? It's been 10 years. So what? Like, you get proposed to, I don't get it. Why you gonna go in? So you gonna grab a suitcase for real? This is not that serious. I'm gonna keep recording because it's not that serious. Bro, yeah, no pack. I don't even care. I should help you, man.
Help
you. This is crazy. Like, I don't understand. Like, why you gonna leave? What you gonna leave for?
Because you just proposed to me in the car. That shit ain't romantic.
So what if I proposed to you in here? Would it been? Would you just still say the same thing? I'm gonna lose situation.
You ain't put no thought into it.
What you mean? I ain't put no thought into it.
It's
I did.
Been 10 years. I don't want it.
So, okay, you just want to start packing shit up. Okay, that's cool. You know what? I can't even get all my money back for this. I'm going to keep recording you because I can't get all my money back for this shit. That's some bullshit. This is some bullshit. I'm not selling it. Oh, I swear to God, bro. Like, women, women ain't. Shit, folks.
Can you help me?
I'm not finna help you do shit.
No,
I ain't helping you some shit. Yeah, you know what? Help you. And guess who paid for these? Me. I pay for these. No, put them down. Put them down.
No.
You didn't pay for them. You can't accept. You don't accept the wins, but can't accept the win though. Okay, all right, we're gone. All right. When I get back, yeah, get out. Be out. Be out when I get back. Swear to God, be out.
Woo, so what would you have done in this situation? 10 years is a long time. A long time to not be proposed to. And to see if somebody is that person. 10 years, you can find out about a person a whole lot quicker than that. She's probably thinking every day, ooh, I bet you when he proposes to me, he's gonna do this, he's gonna do that, it's gonna be extravagant, especially now that we have social media and people see how other people are doing their proposals. They're so extravagant, but they're so extravagant in the way that people who may not have it like that or not romantic get the worst end of it. After 10 years, you should know your person. You should know if A, your man is the romantic type, if he's the rose petal type, if he's gonna go above and beyond for this proposal. And two, he has to think about what she likes. If she likes those things, then do that for her. Show her she's special. Show her she's special. Why not? But to me, he could have done better. While you're in the car and she's driving, come on, you could have did.
See, now, you can hear my point of view as a man. He can do better. You know, you always, now this is what I'm telling you guys. You see, you're gonna see when women talk, about other women, or women doing things that don't sound right. Didn't look at how she trying. She can't be just the narrative. Don't this and that and this. But you see how she put her feelings in. Well, he could have did. Well, he gave her a ring. That's a nice, pretty ring. You see, he bought her wig. Evidently, she's staying with him. Evidently, she's driving this car because all this other stuff, which I don't know. But he been looking and taking care of her, and they've been there for 10 years. Why does it matter if materialistic stuff matter for what you have, right? And then she gonna say, check this out. I want y'all to check how social media is and how they wanna be proposed to. And so all this is just a fluky, just a show, but it doesn't mean nothing. You hear that, right? It's all a show. It's not about loyalty, respect, and what we build. You just wanna have some kind of fantasy island into something in this world that's not fantasy. Look how many people who got married and 10 years later, they got divorced. Look how many people who've been married 20 years and 20 years later, they got divorced. So tell me this. If somebody was married for somebody for 20 years and after 20 years, you decide to get a divorce, why? You knew that person. If you knew that person, you should stay with that person for all these years. But why do a ring or any materialistic stuff? Our forefathers didn't have no ring when we married, when they was marrying our foremothers. You know, the thing, she could have accepted the ring and he could have did something nice, took her out to dinner later on or whatever. It's all about, here you go, baby. I think this is nice, and I put all the thought he went and got the ring and all the thing how he gonna feel good and appreciate it. So I don't know. What's y'all view?
So I get invited via my homegirl to go to this girl's dinner. I don't know her like that. I think I met her once through my homegirl a while ago. But I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go because you're inviting me. So I go, I get the girl a little gift or whatever. When I pull up, the first thing I realize is, first of all, everybody's on time. And second of all, a lot of people showed up for this girl's birthday dinner. It was over 12 people, probably over 15. I've never seen this many people at a birthday dinner at a restaurant in my life. As the night's going, you know, people are buying their drinks and things like that. But what I started noticing is people's orders. You know, I'm a very observant person. So I started noticing people's orders. And people, they was ordering 2 and 3 appetizers, 3 and 4 drinks, the best, biggest T-bone steaks with the gold on it, and this, and truffle fries, and this, and this. Everybody was doing their thing. So something, I don't know what it was, at a certain point of the night after, you know, people was, you know, finishing up their plates and ordering their last drinks and stuff like that, I had to go to the bathroom, but something hit me on my way to the bathroom, like, you know, just stop and pay for your meal. Just stop by the bar, pay for your meal, tip out, do that. That's what I did. So by the time I go to the bathroom, pay for my bill, tip out, and stuff like that, the waiter is coming around to the table wanting to know how we're going to do the bill, because the bill can only get split 2 ways. And he made that very clear. The bill can only get split 2 ways. So the girl looks down at the other end of the table where we're sitting, and she says, oh, well, 2 of the guests, they can put it on their card and everybody can cash app them and they can deal with the bill because I'm not worried about that. I'm the birthday girl. I heard it, but everybody around at the table act like they didn't. And I was completely not worried because, again, my bill is paid for, tipped and everything. I'm just kind of waiting on my homegirl. So after time has gone past, nobody's putting up the card. Nobody even touched the check, right? So finally, a dude that was there, he opened it being funny, and it was over $3,500. That's how much the bill was. It was over $3,500. When he said that, I just busted out laughing. I don't know why I find it to be so funny. I think it's because I knew it was about to be a shit show. So the person comes back around and notices that nobody's touching the bill. And it's like, hey, what are we doing about the bill? So she looked down towards our end again, which I don't know why she kept looking down towards our end. So finally, she's like, all right, well, who's going to put down on the bill? So I don't say nothing. My homegirl, she don't say nothing. And then so finally, another girl in the group was like, well, my homegirl, well, can we put it on your card and, you know, everybody just pay you back? My homegirl, she say no. Like, no, I'm not really comfortable with that. Da, 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 da. So things are starting to get heated now. There's a back and forth going between the restaurant, who's going to be paying, things like that. A lot of people are getting frustrated. Things are getting heated. So what do I do? I say, I'm going to excuse myself. Because, first of all, I'm not about to be sitting in a food restaurant public setting and embarrass myself because y'all don't have your together, right? I don't do that. I don't play that. My is already taken care of. My bill is taken care of, tipped out, tipped beautifully. My bill came up to $100, I'll never forget, it was $115 without tip, right? So I was like, I'm going to excuse myself. Get up, leave, call the Uber and all. My homegirl, because that this is her friend, so she's staying trying to, you know, figure things out and stuff like that, arguing things like that with people. I'm not doing that. So I excuse myself and I leave because y'all need to figure this out. As I'm getting up to leave, well, what are you doing? Well, how are you leaving? You need to help pay for this bill, things like that. The waiter, before I can even say that, the waiter's like, his bill's already taken care of. He took, you know, he paid his bill and tipped out almost 45 minutes ago. Everybody's shocked, looking like, I'm hitting the door by now. I'm gone. I'm out. I get, by the time I get home, about an hour, I would say, later, I get a long text message from my homegirl. I think that it was real rude what you did at my homegirl's birthday dinner. I don't know where that type of etiquette came from. Da, 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 da. I texted her back a simple IDC.
And he did exactly what he should have.
My wife just got a bank statement in the mail that I don't know nothing about. I gotta work two jobs, about $20,000. Knowing we struggling, man. This. Why do I got a bank statement in the mail with an account that I don't know nothing about?
First of all, don't come in here yelling at me about no account. I have an account to make sure I'm good. That's why the account is there.
Why are you taking money out of an account where I don't know?
You are my husband. I have to make sure I'm good. If we were to ever get divorced, I'm not about to be out here with nothing.
We gotta make sure we good. This don't got nothing to do with you sitting taking money out of account that I work hard for.
Do you not work for us? Are we not a family? You want... Don't
this
tell me
I'm good. This is working for you. This ain't working for us.
No, it is. I have to make sure I'm good. I'm a woman. And if you were to leave me, I need to be okay. What is the problem?
You need to be a problem. You're the stuff.
What's wrong with Reyes?
Listen, check this out. At the end of the day, you can account for that. I don't know any struggle.
I have to make sure I'm good. I can't. I'm not about to argue with you about money.
You are selfish.
No, I'm not. Everything I've done for us, are you serious? You mad because I'm putting
everything you've done for who? Everything you've done for me, I'm the one working. I'm the one putting in the time.
You cannot be for real right now, Keith. Everything I do for us, and you're mad that I put a little money to the side for me?
Everything you do for us. Everything you do for me is a statement. It's just, I'm gonna tell you, man.
What are you gonna do about it?
What am I gonna do about it?
What are you gonna do about it? I don't care about this right now.
You know what I need to do with you? You know what I need to do with you? I need to account and stop sharing. Because that's the reason. That's how you able to go in my... Find my words and take the money.
Do what you gotta do. I don't care about it. I'm so serious. I'm not about to argue with you about no money.
About no money?
No, I'm not arguing with you about no money.
It's just money to you, right? $22,000 is just a little bit of money to you, huh? I gotta go and work for that money. But it's just a little bit to you, huh?
I'm not about to argue with you about it. Like I said, if we were to break up today, then what am I supposed to do? Have to have something. And
if we were to break up today, you would be A-OK, my friend, because you sitting there stealing money for I don't know how long.
That's gonna make me okay.
$22,000 is not gonna make you okay. Some people don't make that in a whole year at their job.
What do they need to get a job? Who can live off of $22,000? You acting like I stole $100,000. Come on. It's like money you've been giving me that I just put a little bit to the side in my own account.
Why have you been taking money from my account and putting it in yours without me knowing? $22,000 is a lot of money to be missing. You live in a nice house. I pay all bills for you. I go to work every day for you, for the family, for the kids.
Don't argue with me about the money when that was our agreement. That was our agreement. Now, you mad about me putting money to the side? I'm not giving it up, so I don't care. What do you want? Like, you can do what you need to do, but I don't care. I'm not. Yes.
Agreement? Yes. It was agreement for you to take money out of my account and me not know? When was that agreement made? Because I don't know. I wasn't there.
You asked for the money before I put it in my account?
Is it ours? Yeah, baby. You should be asking.
It's ours.
it's ours when we make something together. That's when something is ours, when two people make something together, then it's theirs. If one person provides the whole situation, it's not an our situation, baby. It's a my situation.
So you're mad
and you
that
stealing
I
from me because I didn't give it to you.
Feeling.
You.
We share an account, and I made an extra account, and I moved money to my own account so I would be straight.
You something else. I'm
no,
saying that.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
You something else.
No, I'm not.
So let me ask you a question. If I took $22,000 from you, that'd be okay?
You my husband. Do what you need to do. But no, you wouldn't be taking
of course you saying that when you're not the person working 10, 12 hours at a time. Of course you're not going to say that. Of course you cool with it.
Key, you so mad about this money. What are you going to do about it? I'm not giving it up.
What am I going to do about it?
My nails ain't even done right now.
What am I going to do about it? Okay, check you out. Big, check you out. What am I going to do about it? Big bad. All right.
That.
Wait, don't go in the house yet.
Why not?
Hey, listen. Go on to the, just go sit on the porch. Hey, listen. What do you think you're doing?
I'm dropping them off.
For good.
Listen, I met a younger guy, and he don't want no kids, and he don't want to, listen, he don't want to deal with them. And so I'm dropping these kids off so me and him can live our life. We want to travel, we want to explore the world, and I can't do that with kids.
My God.
I can't.
I cannot believe.
It's time for me to be happy, and I just want to be happy and stress-free without these children. That's all I want.
Then you should ask me, baby.
I shouldn't have to ask. You are the grandparent.
It's respect, Angel. It's respect.
Well, I hope that you respect my decision on moving on my life with my new man and no kids.
I'm not raising your kids.
Well, I'm not either.
Well, I don't know what to tell you because I'm not doing it. I'm just letting you know right now I'm not doing it. These are your three kids.
I'm tired of being a single parent. I'm tired.
But you...
When you have children, they become your number one priority.
The one that laid out and made the decision to have three kids. That is not my responsibility. And this is the last time you're going to do this. You're not doing it anymore. It's your responsibility, not mine.
Well, it was not my plan to be no single parent.
Well, it's not my plan to be a grandmother that's going to take care of somebody's three kids because they feel like they're not responsible anymore, that they don't want to be a mother anymore either.
Well, look, I just can't. I can't do this no more. I'm tired. I'm overwhelmed. I'm stressed. It's depressing. I can't do it.
But you're going to have
to do it.
Do you understand that you're going to have to do this?
Well, I don't want to.
Okay, but I can't. Do you understand that I'm not going to take care of your children? I'm not getting ready to raise three kids.
Look,
do you know how old
you never taught me how to be a mom. You didn't tell me what to do. You didn't help me. So now it's your turn. You take your grandkids so I can live my life stress-free.
Okay, but the reason that I could not teach you how to be a mother, Angel, is because I was working a full-time job.
You have to understand that the majority of the time, our parents did the best they could with what they had. We may not feel like we got everything we wanted, but look, some of our parents worked two jobs. Some of our parents had to do the impossible. So let's take it easy on them.
That's not my problem.
I cannot. I'm not. Just hear me out when I say I'm not going to take care of your three kids that you had because you're disrespectful. You just come over here and just drop them off.
I have to ask you to watch your grandchildren?
No, you're not talking about watching. You just told me I was going to have to raise them.
I have to ask you to raise your grandchildren?
Oh, my God.
They're your grandchildren.
Oh,
it's
my
responsibility.
I can't even believe I'm hearing this from you right now. I cannot believe that you actually think that I'm supposed to say it's okay, that I'm just going to just give up my life, my freedom. To raise three kids and not even mine, I raised you all. And that's all I'm going to do. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. So you can forget that. I'm not doing it.
You did not raise us.
What you?
And I'm not raising mine. So it's your responsibility now. So if you don't mind, I can just drop off. You raise your grandchildren. You can do it better than I can. I can't do it.
I want you to hear me when I say this.
I hear you, but
I am not raising your three kids. I am not keeping them today. I'm not keeping them tomorrow. Matter of fact, this is all your responsibility from this point on. You should have thought about that after you had the first one, and then the second one, and then now you got three? Hey, girl, bye.
I
raised all three of y'all.
You did not.
Yes, I did.
You didn't.
You had everything that you wanted. I was right there to teach and instill in you. I don't even know where this attitude is coming from. I didn't raise you like this, Angel.
Okay, well, listen. Being a single parent will make you angry, mad, upset, and stressed, and everything above, and I am tired.
But you cannot come over here and drop those children off and think that I'm supposed to say, yes, I'm going to do it, because I'm not. Now, look, hey.
There's no point in you telling them to get back in the car because they're not coming with you.
I'm not.
Why is all this going on in front of the children? They see you. They hear you. Wow.
Come on. Nope. Come on here. Yo, come on and get in this car.
They're not coming.
I'm not.
For what?
Hey.
What is the point of them getting back in the car?
I'm not.
I'm not either, so.
Yeah, get in the car here.
Oh, my God.
Come on here. Get in the car. Grandma loves you.
Love you too.
All right, and I'll see you later. Angel, yeah, we're done talking. We're done. You can go now. You can go now. Go on and pull off. I don't know what you're sitting here for.
Out.
Don't get out. Don't get out. What? What in the world?
Get out.
Hey, look. Oh, my God. No, she.
Yeah, get out.
Hey, Angel, what? What is... No, this chick did. Oh my God.
Wow.
Listen, I think you need to go in another room. And I think you should just respect your man and just go in another room. Nah, I don't know how you was raised.
You want your friends to leave, then what?
What does that have to do with what you got on? All you have to do is just go in another room. You. And
for
this is cause, and this me and my partner's chilling. Like, what is you talking about?
And I'm already in here chilling. You not gonna be chilling with me?
I can't do in my house. I'm not going in our room. If I don't want to go in the room.
And this is how she act now. Y'all see this?
I'm even doing this.
Because I want to see if this appropriate or not. I want to see if this appropriate or not.
You're insecure.
And she calling me insecure, which means she ain't got no respect for what I... Why?
I mean, is he really insecure or he just wants you to respect his wishes?
It's you though. It's you and what you got on.
Make your friends uncomfortable.
Man.
Like, what you talking about?
Bro, yes, you really can go.
No, I don't. I ain't gotta go nowhere. It's my house.
I don't think I pay the bills.
What you do?
All right.
You pay
all right.
the bills.
All right.
When you...
Does it really matter who pays the bills? It's all about respect.
And you think this cool because of what
you... take some bills, then you can, maybe you can tell me to go in the room. But as of right now, I'm not going nowhere. Just because your partner's come out, that don't mean, oh, Simone, you go in the room? No.
Me, okay.
And I'm still going to see you at the table.
I can't believe it. All right.
I can't believe it either.
When
you done ran your friend
out. Because no, it's what you got on.
All you had to do
is go in the room. Look at what you got on, y'all.
What I got on?
Turn around. Let them see.
No.
Let them see.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's
fully clothed.
No, that's not about being
fully clothed. I'm not disrespecting you or your friend. They're not even looking at me. Right, they gone now.
Now that's a conversation. Is it reasonable for your partner to ask you to leave the room when their friends are over? Or would you think it's disrespectful? Or as she put it, you're being insecure.
Hey fam, what's up? This is FaZe. I want to thank all y'all for coming in and listening to me. I know you didn't have to do it, but you did it anyway. And thank you. You can reach me at Phase 380, or you can come and join me at anchor.fm/phase5. That's where you can join my little rendezvous in the thought or process as we ride down the road to the world of destruction. Come in and join me. If you got a comment, you can post it at the bottom. You got a voice that you want to be heard, just send it to my Instagram. Phase 380. Everybody do their part, and the world can be a better place. I ain't here for no drama. I ain't here for no problems. I ain't here for no static. I'm here to learn. I'm here to learn. And I'm here to learn.
Earthquakes, we in the end times. They gave his babies to the Gators, don't forget now. He delivered us from Egypt, about to do it all again. Finding out that we the people, so we putting down our sins. Father, we wanna go home, Abba, please let us in. Oh, and no one to your word, cause you about to send your winds. Abba, keep us from the hour of temptation. Trusting in your word, we just waiting. Come get us from these nations. Abba, keep us from the trickery of Satan. Trusting in your word, not these nations. We in a tribulation.
We get what we deserve. Oh, we get more. Tell me, we get what we deserve. Oh, we get
blue.
Baltimore Key Bridge got hit. Then, that same day, I-480 Bridge was burnt down. Now, Oklahoma Bridge was hit. But the only difference about the Oklahoma Bridge is that they just did damage. They couldn't knock the bridge down. Isn't it mighty strange that bridge after bridge after bridge is getting attacked? This never happened ever before in history. Bridges getting damaged back to back. Do you find this to be a little suspicious? Just a little suspicious? Wow.
Oh, you mean to tell me? Yeah, it had got to the point. Even the sheriffs got to come out and tell the citizens to arm themselves. This is one of the Florida sheriffs that came out and told his citizens to arm yourselves, get equipped, get familiar with artillery, get them straps. And I tell you what, you ain't said nothing but a word, babe, but you ain't here to tell me, and I don't give a fuck what state you from. You better have your motherfucking strap, and you better motherfucking be ready. Because I tell you what, you won't run down on me on no shit that this goddamn administration that got us involved in. You could be a pretty bitch and a dead bitch, or you could be a pretty strapped up bitch. Either way it go, y'all better keep yourself safe out here. And I tell you what, y'all better know what's going on, because if the sheriffs came and told you this shit, you know this shit true. You know some shit going on. This shit is not a joke, and that ain't the first sheriff that said nothing. That's about the second sheriff that done came out and said something, and they done had it all on the news. But see, if the state that you live in, have they said anything, fuck now. And guess what? Fuck them. Keep your motherfucking strap. Keep your motherfucking strap and have your shit ready. That's all I can tell you. And you can take it as some fear mugging all the fuck you want. That's going to be your ass caught with the motherfucking bag in your hand instead of that strap on your goddamn fucking shoulder. That's going to be on you, baby. As for me and mine, we going to have our shit together. Because I don't have time for this bullshit. I never asked to be involved in this shit. So damn motherfucking real, I'm going to take care of myself. You ain't had to tell me shit. I got this over here, me and mine. We got our motherfucking army together, no matter what.
Right now it is 23:04 Eastern time here in the United States.
But they ain't told us shit. We don't know what's going on.
Sent more B-1 nuclear capable bombers to Russia overnight last night. Several aerial refuelers that went up into the Norwegian Sea. Those refuelers usually refuel the B-1s. And so, sure enough, Sputnik News coming from Russia confirms that a MiG-31 was sent to intercept two B-1 bombers on Tuesday from the United States over the Barents Sea, the Russian Defense Ministry said. As the Russian jet approached, the U.S. bombers adjusted the course of their flight, moved away, and then turned away from the border, the statement read. On March 26, Russian airspace control systems detected over the Barents Sea a group air target approaching Russia's state border.
What the fuck y'all over at Russia's state border for?
Russia's state border, a MiG-31 fighter from the Air Defense Forces on duty was raised in the air. The Russian fighter crew identified the aerial target as a pair of U.S. Air Force B-1 strategic bombers. So this is the second time in the last
American government
to the Barents Sea towards Russia's border. Okay, and also last night there were several U.S. reconnaissance planes patrolling the Kola Peninsula. Okay, so something's going on here. The U.S. may be trying to make a statement by sending these bombers to Russia's border, right where they have their northern fleet. Okay, these bombers flew right to where Russia has their northern fleet.
But get the fuck out that shit!
Armed submarines, guys. That would be like Russia sending their bombers to Kings Bay, Georgia, or to
Exactly.
And then turning around at the last minute, just a few miles away.
Exactly. Okay, they over there taunting motherfuckers in Russia. So the very second that I try to wind down and enjoy the rest of the whatever the night that I have left, you mean to tell me it's more shit to be unveiled? I'm so sick of y'all with all this trick bag, new ass shit going on. Every day is something. And you not gonna put this shit on the news, but then when people like me on TikTok try to come out and tell your ass something or put some news out there for the American citizens, then you label us as conspiracy theorists or the crazy motherfuckers. When all along, y'all dumb ass walking around don't know what the fuck is going on. You're gonna need a TikTok like this to show your ass what the fuck is going on. Now, America done got theyself in all this goddamn bullshit. In interacting with all these different conflicts and got the bullshit going on right here at home that they done drug us in, that we just don't want to be involved with. We just don't want to have to be bothered with it, but they just would not leave us the fuck out of the shit. They have invaded up on our space and just all in our fucking way and resources, so we don't have no fucking choice but to be involved. Wake the fuck up. Snap the fuck up. Snap out of it and find out and know, figure out what the fuck you're gonna do and realize what the fuck is going on around you. This shit is not a joke.
And the White House is panicking because Joe Biden's president. The United States now sponsoring a double proxy war against the Iranians and the Russians. China's eyeing Taiwan. And North Korean weapons were just discovered in Gaza. The State Department has just issued a worldwide travel warning to all countries. When's the last time that's happened? Americans aren't even safe in France. Our enemies are being mobbed by angry Muslims. Our military bases are under attack in Iraq. And we just had to shoot down two Iranian-made missiles. How was your week? Well, this right now breaks. Putin is in China meeting with Xi, where they're coordinating Mideast policy.
And Putin,
two American carrier
like
strike groups are in the Mediterranean. And Biden just tested one of our new nuclear weapons, detonating a massive bomb in Nevada. And we keep catching Middle Easterners sneaking across the secure southern border.
And you run around glad you a wartime president. Look at him, listen at him. Like a kid. Look at him, blacked out window. He was in a tinted window. Pack your motherfucking bags, Biden. Pack your bags.
During the April 8th eclipse, you're going to see the moon and the sun both in the sky at the same time. The only thing about this is, you're going to know for a fact that it is not the moon that is covering the sun. You guys don't understand how important that is for mankind. This means everything that they have taught you about our solar system has been a lie. The sun being 93 million miles away, a lie. The moon being 200,000 miles away, a lie. How do we know that it's a lie? Well, just like the last eclipse, NASA's getting ready to launch three more missiles into it. How in the hell do they have a missile that can go 93 million miles? Hell, they don't even have a missile that can go 200,000 miles. So how is it that NASA will fire rockets at the eclipse? Make that make sense. So if it's not the moon's shadow that we're going to see across the sun, what is it? Nibiru. The planet cleaner. The dew weapon. The Death Star. You all know it by many names, but yeah, she's here. Now, being that Nibiru is another planet system, it's going to change the magnetic pull of Earth. Are you listening? So right now, you know that this is happening because they're telling us about the pole shift, but they're not telling us why the pole shifts or what makes the pole shifts. And I'm telling you that Nibiru is going to change the landscape. So how many more bridges got to get knocked down before we realize that we're at war, huh? How many more food processing plants got to be burned down before we realize we're at war, huh? At what point do you not realize that your government, Washington, D.C., is a corporation and don't care about you, citizen slave? We can all clearly see the dynamite explosions on the Key Bridge in Baltimore. And we're supposed to just stand here like we didn't see that? It won't be long before all of these clips are removed. But as of right now, we can all clearly see the explosions. How stupid do they think we really are? Does it seem like your government is trying to protect you? They've let thousands and thousands of military-aged men cross into this country. Y'all don't see what team they playing for? Does it seem like they batting for the home team? Take out the infrastructure. Take out the food. The last thing that's missing to cripple this country is our communication system. And after April 8th with the solar eclipse and the Carrington event, I hope you are locked and loaded. Israel in the Bible is a person, not a place. I don't see how I still have to debate this with so-called Christians. Now, let's take talk about it. Okay, read along with me. It says here, Genesis chapter 32, verses 22 through 31. Jacob's name is changed to Israel. You see it right there in the bold letters? This is a whole Bible lesson. If you look right down at verse 28, it says, the man said, from now on, your name will no longer be Jacob. You will be called Israel. That means that Israel is a person. That person that Israel is used to be Jacob or Yaqub. Why is it that I continue to have to teach these lessons, but your pastor won't? Let that sink in for a second. Now, let's go down here to where it says footnotes. Footnotes, 32.28, Israel. In Hebrew, one meaning of Israel is a man who wrestles with God. Here, let's go back up to verse 26. They kept on wrestling until the man said, let go of me. So who was Jacob wrestling? Go down to verse 30. Jacob said, I have seen God face to face and I am still alive. You know the issue with most Christians? They haven't even read the Bible. They believe with their entire life what someone else told them, and they go to church with a Bible in their hand, and the only time they decide to pick it up and open it and read it is when they're reading along with the pastor.
And y'all telling me God does not exist? Look at this.
You cannot tell me my God is not a calculating God. Like, God is beyond our understanding, bro. He managed to get this eclipse to hit all these cities. And I'm going to dive in, like, these cities right now, bro. Because some of y'all like, but why is this important? What's Nineveh? What's Nineveh? Let's take it all the way back to the Old Testament, y'all. So once upon a time, God had a prophet named Jonah. And God told this prophet to warn this city called Nineveh to repent now, otherwise God is going to bring his wrath and judgment upon the land and people of Nineveh. This is not his execution of judgment. This is a warning to America for us to repent now, otherwise God is going to bring down America. And look how, like, these two eclipses shape. It's like an X, you know, X marks the spot. God is targeting America because there's a lot of wickedness with this country. This country is not repentant at all. Like, there's so many problems with this country. It's just deeper than, like, politics, bro. It's deeper than politics. I know a lot of people tend to put this in, like, the political box, but no, like, this country is, like, extremely sinful, y'all. And it's unrepented from the head to the toe, bro. From the greatest in this country to the least in this country, bro. Like, it's extremely wicked. It's extremely unrepentant, bro. And God has had enough. He's letting America know that, like, yo, if y'all do not repent, if y'all do not turn for your wicked ways, I will bring down this nation. I will crumble this nation. And that's what he's trying to let the American people know, because, like, he's giving us grace. A warning's grace, believe it or not. Because God could have just, like, struck down America right now, but he's given us grace because God is a good God. And if we don't repent, then we're done. America's gonna crumble, bro. I don't know who's gonna be the exercise of the judgment. It's probably gonna be Russia, but I'm not gonna talk about that, bro. But, like, America is done if we don't repent. And y'all telling me.
So, this is down in the Los Angeles area. Looks like last night. That is a massive apartment complex. I am really, really hoping everyone got out okay. There are multiple fire crews on the scene. Look at the size of that structure. What do you guys think? Like, share this out. You think? This just came across my news feed. This is 800,000 gallons of liquid fertilizer in southern Iowa leaked into a river, and now that liquid fertilizer is in the Missouri River. So it has gone from Iowa into Illinois. I got a video. Stay tuned. It's a bit long, but watch it. There's fish dying. They're worried about it killing birds and all the animals that drink out of the water.
Natural Resources continues to investigate a liquid fertilizer spill that was in Red Oak.
Yeah, that spill has now made its way into the Missouri River and in the state of Missouri. KATV News Watch 7's Jessica Perez joins us in the newsroom with the investigation and cleanup efforts. Jessica?
An estimated 1,500 tons of liquid nitrogen fertilizer spilled into a drainage ditch after a valve on a storage tank at New Cooperative, an agricultural company, either broke or was left open overnight. Then it flowed into the East Nishnabotna River. Crews made mounds to stop further flow into the river from the storm drainage ditch, and floodgates have been closed in the aftermath of the fertilizer spill. Meanwhile, the work to assess the damage continues.
It has led to a fish kill from Red Oak all the way to Hamburg.
Fish have washed ashore both in Iowa and Missouri. Fisheries in both states are investigating the species, size, and amount of fish impacted. In Red Oak, even the tiniest minnows have been found dead. Brent Martins with the Iowa DNR says they were on site within an hour of the spill. He's sampling the water, looking at oxygen and ammonia levels. Preliminary tests didn't look good.
The amount of ammonia was pretty high in the river, so just seeing how much is in there, what the effect is on downstream.
Martin says crews are also looking at the impacts on predatory birds and animals who drink from the river. Missouri DNR is taking a similar approach, testing both the East Nishnabotna and Missouri rivers, but says the ammonia plume there seems more diluted. Martin says cleaning up the pools of product near the area is up to new cooperative.
They have a private company, environmental cleanup company, in there cleaning up that stuff, doing soil samples and taking samples from there.
In a statement, new cooperative says it promptly notified the right
of people's water wells. What happens if it's already in the water wells? What happens if this gets in a domestic water system? I don't know about you, but if it's killing fish and they're worried about wildlife, it could kill people too. AT&T notifies users of a data breach and resets millions of passcodes. The telecommunication giant said Saturday that the data set found on the dark web contains information such as social security numbers for 7.6 million current AT&T account holders and 65.4 million former account holders. That is crazy. And why do they need all of those social security numbers? Who are they for? What are they for? And what other information? Did they get bank account information they're not telling you? Did they get routing numbers? Do they have addresses? Do they have your driver's license numbers? This is pretty serious right here. And if you have AT&T, I would seriously consider getting a hold of them and find out if you're on that list. Well, here we go. So this was a couple hours ago. This is a river barge. Looks like it hit a bridge from all the reports in Saginaw, Oklahoma. I got a video of it, so stay on here and you'll see it right now.
Holy
moving quick.
That barge is loose.
There's a man standing right there.
No, it didn't knock that bridge down. I don't know. Oh my gosh.
I feel like I'm about to throw up.
Look at the barge. Try to get in the barge. Hey, Tyler, use your phone and call 911. Because they'll shut this, they have to shut this bridge down.
How are we going to get gone?
Holy, look at that barge, what it did. Did the guy not see it?
I don't know.
Look, that one's loose.
It's all loose from the barge, I think.
Oh my gosh, man.
I think he's let go of it.
So, all right, guys, there's a major evacuation. Half mile radius, Spring Lake, Michigan. Either a potential major explosion or there was a major explosion. Check this out. Officials are urgently requesting immediate evacuation within a half mile radius due to a high potential for a large explosion. Spring Lake, Michigan. It looks like it's MOBEX Global Fruitport Organization. As the scene unfolds, it remains uncertain if anyone has been injured. This is still developing, so I'm guessing there was an explosion. Anyone up in Michigan around this area got anything, any information? Post it in the comments. Share this out. Let people know. Like, this is crazy.
because this can change your entire life. This morning, I had a dream, and this dream was so vivid. In this dream, I was on the boat, and there was a countdown on the boat, and it was like 3, 2, 1, as if it was New Year's. But after they count down, the boat started to shift and lean over as if it was tilting over to sink. And I looked outside the window. I was like, what is going on? The waters were so choppy, like it was a storm that was coming. And the waters was very choppy. And then I seen the army, like the military, like just running across, like heading towards the city. I mean, we were a couple of miles outside the city in the ocean. And so I seen the military just running like rapid into the city. And I looked at the front of the boat and there were just people just everywhere, just in chaos. Like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And I kept screaming like, what's going on? What's going on? What happened? What's going on? And they said that it's the cyber attack. It's happening. And my heart dropped down to the floor. And I was like, oh my gosh. And all I can think about was getting back home to my husband. And then I was thinking, am I prepared? Look, the Lord is telling his prophets, he is telling his people, be prepared. This is not to get you afraid. This is to make you prepare, because God will always protect his people. But the number one thing he needs you to do is follow suit. Be obedient to the word of the Lord. So you have heard it through his prophets time and time again. You are hearing it again from this prophet. Take heed, store your food, protect your family, because and make sure you have food, not just for a month and not for 2 months. At least have food stocked up for a year. Do not have all your money in the bank. Have cash on hand, because something is getting ready to happen to our country and we need to be prepared. God loves us so much and he never leave us nor forsake us. So do not say that he did not warn us. I want to
Judgment X and the Solar Eclipse. The Apocrypha, 2 Baruch chapter 70, verses 7 through 10, removed from the Bible. Then the Most High Yah will reveal those peoples whom he has prepared from the very beginning, and they will come and make war with the leaders that will be left. And whosoever survives the war shall fall in the earthquake. And whosoever survives the earthquake will be burned in the fire. And whosoever survives the fire will fall by the famine. But whosoever of the victors and the vanquished who survives and escapes all of these things before mentioned shall be delivered into the hands of my servant, Yahusha HaMashiach, for all the earth will devour its inhabitants. This is the judgment, and this is the purpose of the solar eclipse. It's going to activate the DEA, which is the ghost DNA that is laying dormant inside of the chosen seed, and they're going to literally gain the energy from the black sun, and they're going to be fully activated, and they're going to make war with the entire world.
Let me ask you this question real quick. Did Congress pass a law to stipulate the ATF do this?
Unequivocally, no.
Mr. Wilcox, how you doing? Fellow Brooklynite over here. Grew up the same time. Let me ask you this question. Do you think it's okay for the ATF to act outside of congressional legislative authority, criminalizing 10 million Americans who are currently law-abiding citizens?
It's good to see another proud son of Brooklyn. I don't believe that is what ATF is doing here, so I disagree with the premise.
Do you think that by this rule, there will not be 10 million felons in the United States because they bought a product that the ATF authorized to be sold and that the ATF said was legal up until the Biden administration?
So not liking a law isn't a reason for ATF not to...
Well, Mr. Wilcox, there's no law. Congress didn't pass it. That's a rule from ATF. Let me ask you this question. Do you believe in separation of powers?
Of course.
Do you believe that the legislative power resides within the congressional body and not the executive?
I do.
So then why do you think it's okay for the ATF to come up with some rule with the force of law that Congress did not pass?
Congress passed the law 90 years ago and ATF is...
So you're saying to me that a law that Congress passed 90 years ago allows for 10 million Americans to become felons today?
Congress passing a law allows ATF to regulate as technology changes.
Come on, Mr. Wilcox, don't do that to the American people. We know better. Don't do that. I find it interesting that my colleagues have no problem with the ATF going outside its boundaries with respect to this brace. Meanwhile, my colleagues have no issue with the fact that the president of the United States has made a complete bastardization of asylum at the southern border, which has led to more fentanyl killing more people between the ages of 18 and 45 in the United States. Fentanyl is the number one killer of Americans in the United States, and they have no problem talking about that. They don't even want to discuss it, but we're here talking about this. Ms. Swearer, you just saw the video that was up on the screen. Do you have a response for this video?
Yes, though I suppose Mr. Bosco does as well. I think it's being used in a way to misconstrue the reality of SBRs. Like SBRs are actually still used by plenty of Americans who do have disabilities, but also just from the standpoint of SBRs themselves, they were the loophole, an attempt to regulate a loophole while trying to essentially ban handguns. Their restriction under the NFA has always been irrational. This idea that somehow a 14 and a half inch barrel is more concealable than a 16 and a half inch barrel when you walk in to commit a mass shooting, and that's why they choose it, it's just not realistic. It's the same gun. If you take that same gun and put it in a 16 inch barrel, if anything, the muzzle velocity will be increased when it is fired. So it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
So to give you a little background on what's going on here, it's literally the ATF has now criminalized, and this is under direction of the Biden administration. They have criminalized a gun accessory that was legal for years and years and years, and they've done that sort of underneath, you know, everybody's noses, right? So basically, as at this point right now, if people are in possession of this gun accessory, which was until very recently, very legal, now this is illegal, right? And so if people get caught with this, or if the Biden administration or somebody decides to bring down charges, they're looking at up to 10 years in prison. So is that right? No. In fact, it is completely insane that this is something that they're trying to put under the noses of the American public. But when you have to understand here is that the Biden administration is trying to subvert the Second Amendment. They literally do not want American citizens, law-abiding American citizens, to have the same rights as the people that your taxpayers' dollars pay in order to protect them. And by them, I mean senators, congressmen, et cetera, et cetera. So it's an attack on the Second Amendment. It's actually completely insane. And you have to understand that these people that are attacking the Second Amendment over and over and over again, they say that they're here for gun control. They are not here for gun control. This is disarmament.
Well, try it.